This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he had important information for President Donald Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The top U.S. diplomat said there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks. Last weekend's attacks temporarily knocked out half of the Saudis' oil production, nearly 6% of the global oil supply. After meeting with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Pompeo told reporters in Dubai, "We're here to build up a coalition aimed at achieving peace." Pompeo added that the coalition would like a peaceful resolution, and he hoped Iran's leadership sees things the same way. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told CNN that any U.S. or Saudi military strikes against Iran would result in an all-out war. Zarif said Iran doesn't want war, but won't hesitate to defend its territory. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party won the most seats in Parliament in this week's election. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's election, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said he should lead the next government since his party won more seats than Likud. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan on Thursday. Dozens more are injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, this capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. This is VOA News. A federal judge in California has ruled against a state law designed to force President Trump to release his financial records to wage a primary bid in the state. U.S. health officials say 530 people have now been diagnosed with vaping-related breathing illnesses, but the cause remains unknown. A group of more than 500 major institutional investors have called for governments to boost efforts to tackle climate change. They warn that failure could have serious economic consequences. And remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda are drenching southeast Texas, forcing more than 1,000 rescues and evacuations because of rising floodwaters. Imelda is largely targeting Houston, the U.S.'s fourth largest city. Forecasters predict the area will receive more than 100 centimeters of rain this week. Heavy rains grounded flights Thursday and brought the George Bush Intercontinental Airport to a halt. All public transportation was shut down in the Houston metro area, and city officials asked residents to avoid driving and stay indoors. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for several counties from Houston to the Louisiana state border. Imelda has weakened to a tropical depression since making landfall Tuesday near Freeport, Texas, with maximum sustained winds of 64 kilometers per hour. Imelda's the first named storm to inundate Houston since Harvey hovered over the city for several days in August 2017, dumping nearly 130 centimeters of rain in some areas. Three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted on criminal charges in the 2011 meltdown of three reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. The executives, the only people facing prosecution for the disaster, were accused of negligence for failing to act on warnings the plant was threatened by a tsunami that followed a 9.0 magnitude earthquake. They were accused of causing the deaths of more than 40 people. In all, the tsunami killed some 20,000 people, as well as triggering the Fukushima meltdown. It was the world's worst nuclear crisis since the 1986 Chernobyl meltdown in Ukraine. And the U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the city of Troy, Michigan, for blocking the construction of a mosque. The department is supporting a Muslim group's bid to open the mosque under a federal law that protects houses of worship against discriminatory land use regulations. A similar lawsuit brought last year by the Muslim group accuses Troy officials of repeatedly blocking their efforts to open a place of worship and urging them to look at nearby cities to find a suitable place for a mosque. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.